So it's quite a big weekend ahead for me. Saturday is the 4th of May. You know how I feel about the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. It's Star Wars Day. And then on Sunday, the 5th of May, it's my daughter's 20th birthday. And I know that she shares that day with a lot of other special days. We've always known her birthday is a big deal in Mexico, for example. Cinco de Mayo is a big Mexican celebration of their victory over the French Empire. This year, delightfully, the 5th of May happens to be World Laughter Day, which is very appropriate given the joy that she's brought into our lives. But the list goes on and on. The 5th of May is International Midwives Day. It is Cartoonists Day. It is Lemonade Day. Apparently that is a thing. It's Portuguese Language Day. I did not know, though, until a week or two ago, that the 5th of May is also World Accordion Day, or that South Africa actually has quite a strong tradition of musical history associated with this instrument, or that the ways to become a professional accordion player are actually expanding. And we're going to fix all of that today, because I bet if I didn't know, there may be at least one other listener who also didn't know that this is a thing that is quite exciting. With me in studio today is somebody who has a passion for the instrument himself and who is going to share this with us and tell us about their celebrations this coming weekend and a little bit more about how the instrument is being embraced and expanded here in South Africa. Leon Oosthuizen is the man who was wielding the accordion, and he is the president of the South African Free Reed Association. He will explain what that means in just a moment. The important thing to know is that it is the local association that is all about encouraging the development of accordion playing. They're affiliated to the International Accordion Body, which sits in France. And Leon, in advance, wishing you all a happy day celebrating your instrument on Sunday. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here and for having us.
As I've just said at the start there, I know a lot of people get confused about what an accordion is and what it looks like, because I think sometimes they mix it up with the harmonica. The word is used a little bit sort of loosely. When we're talking today for the purposes of this instrument, can you just tell us a little bit about the structure and the way the instrument is played? What is it that we're talking about?
Yes, there are many names and many looks worldwide. There are many different kinds of accordions. In South Africa, we play the piano accordion, and then overseas you also get the button accordion. And even within the button accordions, you get different kinds of bass systems and free bass and standard bass. In South Africa, we know the piano accordion standard bass system. But it's basically like the Scottish say, they call it a box.
Yeah.
So it's like a hooded, normally a celluloid or hooded structure. And then with a chamber inside, and then like on the right-hand side, it looks like similar to a piano, and on the left-hand side, some buttons. And then with the bellows, you can actually pull it out to the sides and push it back. And when the wind goes like through the bellows, there's a vibration of the reeds inside, and that produces the accordion sound.
Hence the Free Reed Association.
So, yes, that's okay. Free Reed, and there are family instruments like the concertina that we may know, and then also the bandoneon that is so popular for tango in Argentina, and then also other instruments like the harmonica and the reed organ, like we used to have in our homes. So, yes, there's all kinds of different free reed instruments.
Okay, so they're all from the same sort of big family of musical instruments. What about traditional African instruments? Is there any sort of similarity of structure in some of our traditional African instruments that are in the way they're played or the way the instrument is structured?
Yeah, I mean, the accordion has been embraced in local cultures as well.
Okay.
Of course, if you go way back, even in China, they say they developed the first kind of whistling or kind of free reed blowing instrument. But in South Africa, the local cultures have embraced it. And I think about the Sotho population, they call the accordion, they call it Koriana.
Okay.
So they love it. And then also, like in the Cape Flats, we hear it with the Christmas choirs and with the reel dances. It's very popular for that kind of genres. It's it's very handy. You can take it everywhere with you. And it can do a lot of things.
Okay, it can be in a whole orchestra in itself yes. By the sounds of things. So how did you discover the accordion? Was it a passion that you inherited from somebody else in the family who played, or was there more to the story than that?
No, I saw it on TV and that's it. And I heard it on the radio. But actually, I discovered it in person at a birthday party in England.
Yeah, of all places.
I was there and they knew that I could play piano and assumed that I can play Happy Birthday on the accordion. And so they gave me an accordion and I gave it back because I couldn't play it. But we sang Happy Birthday on the piano.
Okay.
But I went to Paris where I discovered it in the streets.
Yeah.
And wonderfully how they play it. And also in Brussels, I heard it very loud over the speakers at big events. So I really discovered the sound and how that really spoke to me. And I came back to South Africa and decided, well, let's learn to play this instrument. And I took some lessons and one thing after the other.
And here he sits today, one of the most accomplished players in the country and heading up the South African Free Reed Association. Now, you've referenced, and listeners will have picked up the cues there, that this is an instrument which is infused into so many different genres of music. It's that very French feel, like the piece we played on the opening. You'll hear it in the tango. I've even heard a version on your album of our national anthem played on the accordion that sounds completely unlike any other version you've ever heard. In terms of who is embracing it in this country, it seems to me like it's getting a little bit more formalized. It's possible to study more easily than before and to really progress with an accordion as much as you could with a flute or a violin or a set of marimbas. It's possible to do this as a degree at UCT, yes?
Yes, we currently have the first accordion student at a South African university in 30 years. And that's very exciting for us because that means that when you start to play accordion as a young child, you can also, I'll talk about University of West London. We recently developed the grade 1 to 8 educational opportunity. So you can, like when I grew up, I could do grade 1 to 8 and even licentiate on the piano. But now that is also possible with accordion.
Okay.
So you start with your lessons and then once you're ready to go to university, you can do your BMAS degree.
Okay.
And that's very exciting. That opportunity didn't exist before. There's also other opportunities coming up, like the iStedford, which has been, they announced that the accordion will be part of the iStedford.
The Cape Town iStedford Days this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's for young people and adults. So there are age categories.
Yeah.
And it's on the Cape Town iStedford website. But this is the first year that the accordion will be part of the Cape Town iStedford.
So you've been properly recognized at last for the, I mean, I would imagine that just as many hours of work and practice and commitment go into mastering this instrument as any other instrument. It takes a huge amount of dedication, and it's wonderful that you're now getting the opportunity to showcase those skills. A couple of our listeners commenting on the WhatsApp line, one saying, I grew up listening to Nico Carstens as well as Foster and Allen playing the accordion. A few other people telling us of a family member, Lorraine says, my dad used to play the piano accordion as well as the piano, the guitar, the mouth organ, the banjo, and the ukulele. It was also called the Christmas worm in her house. The Christmas worm. I mean, I can understand the worm, the sort of the you can picture the compartments moving, I guess, of those bellows. I get where that comes from. Now, I believe we've got a caller on the line who has quite a South African accordion story to share with us, and that is Kevin Richards. Good afternoon to you, Kevin. You want to talk to us about Paul Simon's Graceland, I believe. Good afternoon.
Hi there. Yes, I was listening to your topic there, and it reminded me that one of our great artists from Cape Town, Tony Cedrus, who passed on the beginning of this year, he played the piano accordion with Paul Simon on his Graceland tour. For years he played with him.
And, you know, Kevin, and, I hadn't put the pieces of that together, but you're absolutely right. I remember hearing that story among the tributes that poured in for Tony at the time of his death, and I hadn't pieced it together. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. What happened was that Ray Ferry phoned Tony to tell him that there was a vacancy for a piano accordion player. And Ray told him, just come and play. And he auditioned and he got the gig.
So that's quite an example to live up to. Kevin, thank you for that reminder. Leon, you were obviously aware of that. I can see from the look on your face. That must be one of the most famous examples of a South African accordion player on the international stage ever.
Yeah, it's sometimes we have stereotypes about some things. And like the accordion, you may think about Buddha music only. But if you think about Graceland, that's also an accordion playing. But so exciting and that's one of the things that I really love also is the folk scene with the formal music, because that is the Sotho genre that they've created for this kind of accordion playing.
Right.
Like what we heard on the Graceland album.
Okay.
So formal is very popular.
Amazing. Okay, so there's a lot more to it than you might think at first thought. What about associations with dancing? You've mentioned the real dancing. Am I right in thinking Scottish traditional dancing might also incorporate an accordion sometimes?
Yeah, for sure. And that's a total different genre.
Yeah.
And there's also a Scottish dance scene in Cape Town. The Cape Town branch is very active.
Yeah.
And the Kaylee is also a popular phenomenon at, especially, let's say, at weddings. But there's also a Kaylee scene with public gatherings from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah, so Scottish country dancing is up and alive, and I've been to Scotland for the summer school as well. So that's another opportunity that the accordion creates. You actually have the opportunity of becoming, connecting with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Just for anybody who's come in midway to the interview, my guest in studio with us today is Leon Oosthuizen, who is one of this country's most accomplished accordion players himself, but is also the president of the South African Free Reed Association, which represents the instrument and is affiliated to the international accordion body in France. You can probably tell from the comments that Leon's made that he's really excited about the fact that this instrument has the potential to unlock opportunities for youngsters, to find professional playing opportunities, to open dialogues with musicians in other parts of the world. And in fact, we're getting an example later this year of a dialogue coming to us from Germany. I believe we've got a very accomplished orchestra coming.
Yeah, that's amazing that they decided to come to South Africa. It's a German orchestra about 30 members of accordionists, and they will be coming to South Africa in October. And they'll be in Cape Town from the 15th to the 20th of October. And they will be giving workshops and performances. And we are currently creating their program. And also looking forward to collaboration with local musicians.
Now, you don't have to wait until October, though, because this very weekend, there are, in fact, I think, two opportunities to hear some accordion music. Firstly, Friday evening, you're involved in an event at the Alma Cafe. Leon, tell us more.
Yeah, the newly renovated Alma Cafe is hosting the Rainbow Box Concert. It's a gathering of four accordionists. It's a very special occasion because we are getting somebody from the Xhosa culture in the Eastern Cape and somebody from the Sotho culture in Soweto coming to Cape Town for this big weekend, and then the classical student that I mentioned, and myself. So the four of us are going to give a unique concert this Friday, the 3rd of May.
That's at the Alma Cafe, and you know the address by now. I think bookings at almacafe.co.za if you'd like to be there. But the big celebration is on World Accordion Day.
Absolutely.
On Sunday. What's happening?
Yeah, it's amazing. About 10 accordionists that will be in Stellenbosch at the Drosday Theatre. We are having a to-do, at 1 o'clock there will be a mini expo, if you like, with some live tango dancing and free lessons, if you like. Also, the Scottish country dancing will be there, and you can also dance with them. There will be a wonderful lunch served, and then at 3 o'clock is the concert. So that is an amazing event. I'm looking forward to it so much. Amazing accordionists, and we're going to play music from South Africa and all over, all kinds of genres, and really something not to be missed.
Okay, so if you'd like to be part of that, booking is on web tickets, 310 Rand a ticket, which includes your access to the expo beforehand, as well as the lunch and the concert. So that's a real bargain for Sunday afternoon on the 5th of May at the Drosty Theatre in Stellenbosch. And Leon himself will be on the program, as well as many other accomplished accordionists. And we're going to play out the show today with one of Leon's own tracks that I don't know if it'll be part of the program on Sunday. I won't give
Maybe
away
Friday.
Too much. Maybe on Friday night, though. I mean, you obviously you've recorded music, you've written music for the accordion, you've adapted popular songs for the accordion. Café Latte, is this a particular personal favorite? What inspired the writing of this piece?
Yeah, it's a love song. Written in a coffee shop in Stellenbosch.
Leon, thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a wonderful celebration, both on Friday night and on Sunday at the Droste. Thanks for popping
into
the studio. Leon Oosthuizen.